when you have providers out there locking clients into longer term hardware leases, that can be perceived as a bit of a lock-in. A philosophy that we take is to ultimately provide flexibility to the customer. We want to retain customers through the service, value of the technology, security that we're providing, not by being locked into a data center.
Welcome to the latest episode of Unraveling IT Expert Tech Talks. I'm Brian Hermiston, CEO here at Corsica. I have joining me today Peter Rodenhauser, our Chief Operating Officer. Welcome, Peter.
Hi, how are you, Brian?
I'm doing good.
Good, it's good to be here.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me on.
You're welcome. So today we're going to talk about a few different topics, but the main one is, you know, reasons that we see prospects and those that consume managed services like ours feel stuck with their current provider. And I'd expand that to those that feel stuck with their current technology in general. So we both have encountered this quite a bit. What do you see as kind of the main roadblocks when we're in the sales process, we're talking to a prospect? You know, what are the common things you hear about why they're afraid to leave their current managed service provider?
First, there's a philosophy, right, from a service provider perspective on how you want to retain customers. Mm. You know, there's this concept of a service provider of being sticky. And, you know, there's a good and constructive way to be sticky, and there's a not so constructive way to be sticky. And I think it's the latter where customers often feel stuck. And, you know, when you have providers out there that maybe are locking clients into longer term hardware leases, that can be perceived as a bit of a lock-in. You know, a philosophy that we take at Corsica is to ultimately provide flexibility to the customer. We want to retain customers through the service and ultimately value of the technology and security that we're providing,
right.
Not by being locked into a data center. So with that said, I think that, you know, there are providers out there that, you know, might host their own data center, as an example, and they may house either applications or storage for their clients in that data center. And the perception from the customer side is, well, it's locked in there. They've been our provider for, you know, 3, 6, 7, 8 years. How do we get that out? And there are ways, right?
Yeah. I think you touched on one of the biggest ones that we hear is our environment runs on hardware that we don't own, that someone else owns, and we're afraid that even though we're unhappy with the relationship, you know, you mentioned those things that we want to use to retain our customers. Even though they're unhappy with the relationship, they're afraid that there might be a disruption to their business while they make that change. You know, that's not a good reason to stay on technology that maybe isn't serving you well, but also to stay in a bad relationship.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, listen, at the end of the day, we're all running businesses, and, you know, no one likes to feel locked in, and no one likes to see customers leave for whatever reason that might be.
Yeah, for sure.
And, you know, we've certainly had instances where customers have left. You know, maybe they were acquired by a larger company who, you know, were really housing technology internally versus, you know, having service providers. We didn't like it, but, you know, we're going to support ultimately what's best for the client. So I think first and foremost, making sure that you recognize that it does happen.
Yeah.
And, you know, providers do work well together ultimately to support that transition. And there are, you know, technological paths to transfer that data from one environment to another, and of course the people and process to support it. And
right.
It's something, you know, we've certainly seen and been successful at executing on.
Yeah, and it's interesting you mentioned companies like us working well together. I think that's an area that's changed over the years. There used to be a little bit of hostility maybe between providers. I know for us, we recognize that we're not the perfect fit for everybody long term, and that there are reasons folks leave, and, you know, sometimes to serve them the best, we've got to help them with that transition, when we think about the logistics of a data center move, what our experience has been is it's good to be upfront, to plan those things well, and that likely if your data's been in one spot or your environment's been in one spot for more than 3 to 5 years, it's probably time for a refresh anyway.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, instead of maybe looking at it through a lens of being a bit nervous or even scared, skeptical, look at it through the lens of, you know, it's a new opportunity. It's a fresh day. Maybe the hardware has been housed in an environment that has been aging, to your point, and now there's an opportunity to take advantage of some new technology, whether that's in the cloud or on-prem or potentially hybrid. So you know, I think that many organizations out there have the opportunity to take that fresh look and, you know, relook at how they're leveraging technology and plan for the next, you know, 3-5 years rather than feeling stuck.
Yeah, and a theme that I often hear from folks that don't use a partner like us is that they feel like they've been kind of stuck in a rut when it comes to we buy the same technology, we do the same thing. Maybe it's not serving us as well today as it did a couple of years ago. And partnerships can really help with that.
They can. I mean, and you know, through those conversations, again, something that I hear quite a bit when customers are in this situation, they say, I want to move to the cloud.
And everybody wants to move to the
cloud. Everyone wants to move to the cloud. That's right.
Nobody wants to pay for it. It's like the country song.
Well,
everybody
I always
wants
ask.
To go to heaven, but nobody wants to go right now.
And I ask, I say, you know, well, why do you want to go to the cloud? And sometimes there's some good, you know, reasons for that. But again, it's a great opportunity to really assess the types of compute and storage that they're wanting to put into the cloud. And does it make sense? And through those conversations, and that's typically where, you know, the eyes get a little bit bigger and you know, you start to see the shift from some of that skepticism to understanding, okay, this isn't as scary as I thought. Where, you know, a comprehensive strategy of moving what might be in a, you know, on-prem environment today into a mix of cloud and on-prem in a different environment, and the path there isn't so scary, comes to light, and it's, you know, it's embraced at that point.
Yeah, and I one of the biggest mistakes we see along the way is those that just want to lift and shift. They want to take exactly what runs on-prem today, and I want to put it in the cloud, or I want to take exactly what's in this private data center over here and put it in public cloud. And, you know, we're big advocates of let's understand what needs to live where, how you use it. So many businesses have adopted SaaS applications and maybe not adjusted their data center infrastructure strategy to really best leverage the things that have been maybe moved off to a SaaS provider.
Yeah, absolutely. There's huge opportunity, and you know, when we're talking about cloud in terms of moving the right technology to the cloud, but lift and shift often is, you know, the worst mistake that you can make.
Expensive.
It can be very expensive. It can be very expensive. You know, taking advantage of the native cloud services, if that's the direction you're going, but that can open up a whole new, you know, can of worms in the sense of, you know, potentially having to re-architect, you know, an application to take advantage of some of those native services there. That's why I say, you know, having that conversation in the planning phase of, you know, what do you mean by moving to the cloud is so important. But regardless of that, I mean, we started talking about cloud, you know, going back to the original point of, you know, what's that hesitation, what's the skepticism of moving out, just recognize that there is a whole, you know, world out there beyond where your data and applications are being housed today.
Yeah, and I think that the cloud means something different, or data center means something different depending on who you're talking to. And you know, we would classify, of course, public cloud, which would be your Amazon, your Azure environments, and then, you know, lots and lots of private data centers, whether it be even something like a Rackspace or, you know, one of the larger ones, and then of course on-prem, living in their environment. Do you feel like we're seeing more of one than the other? Where do you feel like you see our customer base kind of leaning as we look towards 2025?
Yeah, so I would say 2 years ago, we saw more moves to the cloud. We are now seeing more, I think they call it repatriation, back to, you know, their on-prem environment or a hosted environment. So we're seeing more hybrid than we saw maybe 2 years ago, where it was a shift.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, and there's a big CapEx versus OpEx trade-off there that I think it's missed a lot. You know, as a recovering programmer, programmers all think compute and storage are cheap. Don't put oftentimes a lot of value in that. So if you have custom applications or you have some developers, yeah, we're typically not afraid to turn on more power and throw more power at it rather than maybe reworking some code. And that's where we see, you know, what we used to call server sprawl on the on-prem turn into cloud sprawl. And those things can double, triple cost pretty quickly. So, you know, we're seeing a lot of the development environments, non-production environments get pulled back into what can be a capital expense and be depreciated over time. As a much more desirable way and maybe keep those really critical production workloads in the cloud.
Yeah, I mean, developers are a lot like my kids. They're really good at turning on the lights and not so good at turning
turn
them off when they leave the room, right?
Yeah.
So, which can run up that bill. You know, there's another aspect, Brian, to this hardware. I mean, we're talking a lot about the compute and application side, but I know when a lot of organizations are, you know, maybe looking to move providers, they may not own their current network equipment inside their offices. And, you know, that's an area where we've seen a lot of innovation from, you know, the manufacturers of network equipment today, where, you know, price points have come down dramatically in that area.
And capabilities have gone up. Yeah, it's the new, you know, we had the compute wars a while back of processor speed and you know, where I see it now is all around network.
Yep, exactly. So capabilities have gone up and the management of those environments have become simplified. So we're seeing a tremendous amount of commoditization in that space, which is a huge benefit for businesses that might want to move. So what may have been a cost barrier in the past, or even perceived as a cost barrier in the past, is much less one today.
Yeah, and I think that points to where the demand on IT is, which is, it's all about connectivity today.
Yeah.
Connectivity, if I have applications that live in a cloud, I have to have strong connectivity. Saturation of wireless devices within environments. You know, we're in an office today that almost everyone is wireless. And, you know, it wasn't that long ago that we wouldn't have had, you know, folks on phone calls and other things that weren't wired in. And so that continues to become more critical. And it's probably the biggest area we see investment in as well.
It is for sure. I mean, when you think inside of most offices today, it's not very common that there's a data room inside of it. I mean, most of the applications we're accessing are outside of this office, of this building.
Yeah, that's great. Great insight. Yeah. Well, thanks, Peter. Thanks for joining today. And it's great to talk about some of the trends we're seeing around data center and specifically around where people are investing some of those dollars as we go into 2025.
Yeah, great. Well, thanks for having me. It's your podcast.
It's not. It's definitely not my podcast.
You're unraveling IT.
I am. One strand at a time. Mm-hmm. Welcome to the latest episode of...
Sorry.
Don't try to... Sorry. You really messed me up.
I did.
I appreciate that a lot. Can you tell?